full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Welcome to the second half of episode 9 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League, and an update on the SFU lacrosse. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Hyannis Little Trophy. The tune is Written in the Stars.
Watch the bright stars, see the moon. Watch the bright stars make you move. Watch the bright stars, see the moon. Watch the bright stars make you
yeah.
that was Written in the Stars from Hyena's Little Trophy. The fourth band is Ibex Clone's All Channels Clear with the title track. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back.
I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. The Red Leafs hosted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby Spill Copeland on February 25th, 2023. Before the game, the Red Leafs congratulated five seniors, Kyle Burke, Matthew Gelibert, Mitch Ledyard, Matteo Coltellaro, and Jacob Lacasse. While the Red Leafs were the better team to start the game, Tristan Cross was sent to the penalty box for tripping 4:47 into the game. The Mariners capitalized on the power play as Carson Earhart beat Andrew Henderson. However, the Red Leafs tied the game less than 3 minutes later as Caleb Parkhouse eluded Derek Kroll at 8:38. SFU grabbed the first lead of the game at 12:05 of the first, as senior Matteo Coltellaro scored on Kroll. SFU finished the first period up 2-1 and outshot VIU 11-6. VIU earned another power play opportunity as Tristan Cross was penalized for high sticking, 1:39 into the middle frame. The Mariners tied the game at 2 on a Brock Palmer's tally. Physical play really amped up after the Mariners' second goal, as the visitors paraded to the penalty box 6 straight times. However, the Red Leafs were not able to capitalize on the power plays, which included a 4-minute double minor and a 2-minute 5-on-3 advantage. However, late in period 2, Jersey Orchard broke into the VIU zone on a breakaway and beat Derek Kroll to give SFU a 3-2 lead with just 3:04 left in period 2, which the Red Leafs took into the second intermission. SFU outshot VIU 11-9. The Red Leafs went up 4-2, 2:45 into the final frame as Kyle Jennings eluded Derek Kroll. Physical play continued in the third despite just 4 penalties called and culminated with a line brawl with multiple fights to end the game. Final score, VIU 2, SFU 4, with the winners outshooting the visitors 32-21. Hi, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is February 25th, 2023. I'm in the hallway near several dressing rooms at Bill Copeland, and I'm interviewing
Mark Coletta,
the head coach for the SFU Red Leafs hockey team, who overcame the second place VIU Mariners in a hard-fought 4-2 win. First of all, how did the Red Leafs respond after the Mariners scored the opening goal?
I know we battled hard and found a way to get a puck in the net with the odd man rush and through the neutral zone with some speed, and then delayed penalty was coming on, and got the extra attacker on there and found a way to get the puck to the net, and Parkhouse buried it in on a nice one-timer from Coltellaro.
Tell me how the bench responded after SFU had 3 power plays, a double minor, along with a full 2-minute 5-on-3.
Well, it's frustrating when you don't score on those opportunities, but you know, our guys are, you know, older. They figure out how to react and you know, clear the brain really quick and go back out there because they got to go out for another shift. So sometimes things aren't going to work, and you have to figure out how to make them work because you got a lot of hockey left.
Explain Mitch Ledyard's breakaway goal that ultimately became the game winner in the second period.
Well, Ledyard's a great player, and you know, he's a highly skilled guy, so you know, we expect those things to happen. You know, I thought Jersey Orchard put the one on a partial breakaway there to get us back in the lead at the end of the second.
Next weekend, just before the playoffs, the Red Leafs go to Vancouver Island, first against the UVic Vikes, and next Saturday, the VIU Mariners, the very same opponent tonight. How will SFU prepare for the Vancouver Island road trip just before the playoffs?
Same way we have all year. You know, we're going over there to win hockey games and make sure we're running on all cylinders before playoffs start. So we'll take some advantage of some lineup changes, I hope, and see if we can rest some guys, depending on injuries. But, you know, we want to have our guys going, so, you know, we'll see how this week's going.
Finally, how does it feel to have five seniors graduate this year? Because from what I understand, not everyone who makes the SFU Red Leafs program graduates with the team.
Well, you know, some guys decide hockey's not the path for them, you know, a couple years in, or maybe they had a change of life and want to do something else and go to school. So, you know, but for these five guys, they've stuck it out. They work hard in the classroom. They've shown their dedication to SFU and the academic process. And they fulfilled that, and now we're moving on to the real world after the season's over. So, you know, some might want to play pro hockey, some might not, but they're going to have a degree, and all five of those guys should be commended on that. And, you know, they're good kids and turning into adults now, and I wish them nothing but the best.
Thanks for the interview tonight, and congratulations on SFU's 4-2 win over VIU.
All right, thank you.
Hello once again, this is Steve Chong. I'm now in storage 8 at Burnaby's Bill Copeland on February 25th. And I'm interviewing
Mitch Ledyard
and Matthew Jalbert,
who was part of SFU's 4-2 win over VIU Mariners. And that was Jamie, SFU Red Leafs photographer, who just opened the door and closed it. First of all, how did the team respond after VIU scored the opening goal?
Well, obviously, getting scored on first isn't the best feeling, but you know, one goal isn't too much to overcome. I think the boys kind of pulled it together and found one.
Yeah, it's still early in the game, right? First period there, and we're still getting our feet under us a little bit. So we knew we had to dial it in a little bit to get where we needed to be. So yeah, we definitely had a good response from the guys.
After VIU's opening goal, SFU scored the next two goals to take the lead into the first intermission. However, VIU tied a game early in the second. Later on, the Red Leafs had a 4-minute, along with a 5-on-3, a full 2-minute 5-on-3, but there was no goal. How did the bench respond to 0-for-3 on the power play in the second period?
The boys are supporting each other. I mean, sometimes you don't score on the power play. That's just the name of the game, and sometimes you do. But it turns out we got a few more power plays after, and you just keep doing what you got to do out there to try and get a goal and stay positive and keep each other up.
This is for Mitch. Tell me your breakaway goal that put the Red Leafs up for good.
That actually wasn't me. That was 23 Jersey Orchard. But definitely a really nice goal. He capitalized on the opportunity he had and made a nice move to the forehand with a quick shot. And yeah, potted one. It was a big goal for us.
What do you make of VIU's physical play that culminated with a line brawl at the end of the game?
Yeah, that's kind of been their mojo playing this the past 3 years. We're a skilled team, and they got some bigger guys, so they try to get under our skin a little bit, and they definitely did there at the end. But you know, I like that. I like guys sticking up for themselves and not taking any extracurricular stuff after the whistle. So
yeah, I mean, it was a pretty back and forth game. Tensions flared at the end, I guess, but you know, we have history with this team, and you know, we always want to beat them, and they always want to beat us. So it's always tooth and nail to try and get that win, and sometimes it gets a bit aggressive, and yeah, it's hockey sometimes, I guess.
How will the Red Leafs prepare for the season-ending Vancouver Island road trip next weekend?
Good week of practice, like we've normally been doing. we know we still got a job to do with two more wins on the island there. So dial in our D zone a little bit and work on the power play, which was unsuccessful tonight. But I'm confident in our guys, and we'll rebound strong.
Yeah, I mean, to add to what Letty said here, it's we keep going. We know what to do to get to our point. Just putting in the work now and making sure, like we said, clean up the D zone and do things right and go to the island and play them hard. The UVic won't be an easy game, and VIU either. So,
last question for you two. I understand that five seniors were celebrated before the game tonight. How do you feel as seniors graduating with the SFU Red Leaps, knowing that not everyone who starts with the program are able to finish with the team?
Yeah, I mean, Jolly and I have been together for 5 years now, same with Kyle Berg, and we've seen a lot of change in the program over the years, and yeah, it's really been awesome to spend the 5 years with SFU and this program and these guys. So yeah, it's been a treat.
Yeah, it's been a long 5 years, but I wouldn't change any of it. Met a lot of great people over the years, and you know, that's really what sports is about, is you know, the people you meet and the friendships you make, and you know, we've made a lot of them over the years, and you know, it's definitely a bittersweet ending. We definitely have some work to do, and it was nice to celebrate a bit with our families and each other tonight, and you know, start that period with all the five seniors on the ice was pretty fun, and you know, a memory we'll definitely cherish for the rest of our lives.
Thank you for the interview tonight, and congratulations on SFU's 4-2 win over VIU.
Thank you.
Elsewhere in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League on February 25th, the Okanagan Lakers looted the Logan Lake Miners 7-1 at Logan Lake Recreation Complex, while the University of Victoria Vikes bested the Oregon Ducks, which play in the Division II of the American Collegiate Hockey Association, 7-4 in an exhibition action at Ian Stewart Complex, where action resumes tonight at 7:30 as the Vikes host the Red Leaps. The puck drop at Ian Stewart Complex is at 7:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the Okanagan Lakers travel to Logan Lake to confront the Miners, where the puck drop at Logan Lake Recreation Center is at 8:15 p.m.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points for a win, 1 point for a tie. There's no tie anymore, actually. 2 points for a win with 1 point for an OT or shootout loss. Simon Fraser is first at 17-1, 34 points. Vancouver Island University, second, 13-5-1, 27 points. University of Victoria, third, 11-7-1, 23 points. Okanagan Lakers, 6-9-4, 16 points. And Logan Lake Miners are dead last at 0-19.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
I'd like to talk about the SFU Lacrosse at this time, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. On February 25th, the Red Leafs bested the Santa Clara Broncos 10-9 at Santa Clara University in Santa Clara, California.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current standings of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League Division 1. Washington is first at 1-0 division, 3-2 overall. Boise State and Simon Fraser are second at 2-0 records each. Oregon, 4th, 2-1. Oregon State, 5th, 0-1 division, 2-3 overall. And Washington State, last at 0-3.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Thank you for listening to Episode 9 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Induces Beautiful Distortion before.